I can't really stress enough the importance of researching things as fully as you can. It's something that I didn't do. And in hindsight, I regret it quite a lot.
Welcome to the third episode of the Right Wing Podcast. My name is Greg.
And I'm Martin.
And we are two indie writers talking about writing, so we can avoid writing. And we can learn more from each other and from you. If you want to drop your two cents in, reach out to us, leave us feedback, debate what we say. We will put everything in our show notes, and obviously we will repeat everything at the end of the episode. So today, how are you, Martin?
I'm pretty good, thank you. It's been a long and stressful week of also not writing. It's difficult when you're trying to write and you've got a family, but yeah, it is what it is. What about yourself?
Hashtag writer's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing here. Lots to do. Lot of writing. That's not really writing. Not really pleasure writing or fiction writing. But then again, I'm not complaining. So we thought we would talk a little bit about self-publishing, and seeing as how Martin is the author of the two of us, and he went with the self-publishing route, and I talked too much, so we were going to let him explain why he went that way, what he learned, what he thinks, and how it works. So
I'm still trying to decide if this is making up for the amount you talked last week, or if it's payback for all the jibes I've been making about how much you talk.
A little bit of both, I think. I'm not gonna lie. You know, it feels good to, you know, just let you do the work. No, I actually have some thoughts on it, but obviously you have experience and you have hands-on knowledge about the whole thing. So I'm really curious what you think and how you found the experience.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think it'd be a good idea kind of to talk about why I made the decision that I did of going through the self-publishing route. And that was really because, as you yourself know, I did try submitting through an open submission window for another actual publisher, which was Angry Robot Books. They specialize in fantasy and science fiction and that sort of thing. I was rejected from that. And because of the feedback I got from them, which was they thought that vampire novels were the sort of thing that wouldn't really sell too well for them. I personally thought that for me, in order to actually get the stories that I wanted out into the world, as it were, I thought the best way about things would be to go through the self-publishing route. Because I'd written these stories, I wanted to share them with people. And if regular publishers weren't going to have the faith in accepting stuff from a new author such as myself, then the best way to go would be to find a way to self-publish. So I thought I'd go through that route.
And what do you think about? Did you try to find an agent, or did you kind of shop around, or do you think that this was the best course of action for you at this point in your career?
I don't think it was the best course of action, because being new to the whole thing, I just kind of went my own way and just did things as I thought were best. They probably weren't the best in hindsight. I probably could have done with looking for an agent or something else like that that would support the start of my career. But again, I was worried that being brand new, being a completely unknown author, there wouldn't really be anybody who would want to take me on. So I just thought the best way to go about things would be to self-publish straight off and just see how things went from there.
Mm-hmm. How did that experience, how was that experience? How did that work?
Because of where I went to self-publish, I self-published through Kindle mainly, for the ebook side of things, but also through a website called Feederread for the physical copies of the books. It was fairly straightforward. It was a fairly easy process. I had because of the Angry Robot submissions, I'd connected with another author who happened to also do book covers, and she was very gracious enough to do my book covers for me. Personally, I thought they were absolutely amazing, and I loved them, and I was really grateful to her for her help. So yeah, the process was easier than I expected. There are certain sites for self-publishing that do actually charge you for the actual process with them, but when you go through Kindle, they're actually a free service. So I thought that was a good thing for me.
They do take some percentage of the sales, don't they?
Yeah, of course they've got to make the money somehow. So instead of an upfront cost for the actual publishing, they take a cut of the percentage of the actual sales.
And before I forget, we will put the cover artists' links in the show notes as well, because mm-hmm. You know, a shout out is always helpful.
Absolutely.
How was the reaction from your readers? What do you think? Is there still a stigma against self-publishing, or do they take it just as seriously as if you went through the traditional process?
I think although it's diminishing now, I think there is still a stigma with the self-publishing thing. I think there's still a significant amount of readers who think that self-published work is lower in quality than something that's gone through a traditional publisher. They might be right in some respects. There are certain, because when you self-publish, there's very little that actually restricts you about what you're actually putting out. So if you've got no one editing what's going through, then everything has to be edited by yourself, usually quite vigorously. But one person can only edit so many times before they have to get it out. So mistakes can still slip through, but you know, the work itself is not always inherently inferior, but I just think that a significant core of readers do still see it that way. So I think, yeah, there is still a bit of a stigma attached to self-publishing.
Mm-hmm. And now, like you said, that in hindsight, it may not have been the best course of action, but obviously, you know, everything is different in hindsight. So, what are your plans for the next book? Are you going to kind of stick with self-publishing for this series and go the traditional route for others, or kind of just switch lanes if you can? What do you think the future of self-publishing is for you specifically, and kind of what's your reasoning behind it?
I think, yeah, as regards my current series goes, the vampire series, because it seems a lot of traditional publishers probably won't touch that sort of thing, I'll probably stick with the self-publishing route for the vampire series, and with any other works that I end up putting out, I'll probably try and approach traditional publishers for those. Purely because stuff that's not vampire orientated is probably going to be a little more acceptable. Other traditional publishers will probably see that it's a little bit more cost effective, shall we say, for them to take it on board. So they'd actually see a return for their investment if they take it on board. But when I'm more established, then yeah, it might be good to run my vampire series through a traditional publisher again to actually get the more kind of professional finish to it. And yeah, hopefully when I become more established as an author, then that's something that I could potentially look at, but at this moment in time, I don't think it's really going to be a possibility.
And what about, like, one of the biggest drawbacks of self-publishing is obviously the lack of the logistics that you would get with a traditional publisher. Although there is a lot of misconceptions around that, like any big publishing house will expect you as an author to do your own marketing. But obviously with self-publishing, you don't even have the kind of channels and the kind of connections that you would get with a traditional
Absolutely.
Deal. Aside from that, do you think it's beneficial for new writers to go the self-publishing route, build up a community, an audience, which then later on can help them find an agent and get deals in the traditional publishing space, because they have more to bring to the table than just, like, quote unquote, just a story?
Yeah, absolutely. It's still perfectly viable for people to go the self-publishing route. I can think of at least three authors off the top of my head who I've spoken to in the past who have self-published and been reasonably successful with that. Eventually they did get agented, and they've then become more further successful from that, but they started out self-publishing and they were still able to be relatively successful with their books in that using that medium. I don't think it's something that should be ruled out by new authors at all. It's definitely still a viable option.
And now going a little bit more on a higher level thinking, what do you think about, like, self-publishing is kind of analogous to YouTube for filmmakers or SoundCloud for musicians. It's like all the digital tools that we have at our disposal to get our content, our art into the hands of the audience, cutting out the middlemen, cutting out the bottlenecks of the traditional way of doing things. And yet where SoundCloud becomes a legit way for musicians to put their content on, and YouTube is actually becoming a major player in filmmaking. Why do you think that writers still have this this battle to fight as opposed to other creatives?
That's a tricky one. It's difficult to say, really. I think possibly because of the way in which that that medium is taken in, I suppose. With YouTube and SoundCloud, it's kind of more, I want to say passive, but I don't know if that's really the right word, which is ironic, really. But I think with writing, it's easier for people to see the flaws without seeing the effort that goes into things. I mean, everyone can see production values and the effect that they've had on something when it's right there in front of them. They can hear the effect of you know, extra production assistance when they're listening to music and things like that. But when they're reading something, all they see is just the words on the page. They don't really see the effort that's gone into it. Or if they do, they don't see it as being the same amount of effort that's gone into any kind of YouTube movie or anything that's been produced on SoundCloud. And I think therein lies a certain amount of the problem.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thought. And yes, when you think about it, the way we kind of consume content, like everybody has a more or less understanding of how a movie is made, or how a song is made, because it's so publicized and it's so with all the behind the scenes and the making of content that comes with that. But there's nothing like that exists for writing.
Yeah, I mean, a behind the scenes thing about a book would basically just be about, you know, a year or more worth of the author just sitting at a desk and screaming into the void, or you know, whatever else has helped them and hindered them throughout the passage of time. It would be a very exciting viewing, that's for sure.
Indeed. There is very little in writing, at least from what I can see, in our industry. It's very there are very big gaps between the different stages, like between self-publishing and small publishers and big publishers, it's not like it's a no man's land where you can set up your tent and just be there and find an audience there like it is with YouTube and SoundCloud, where it's much more gradual and much more equalized, if that's the right word for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost more of a minefield, because certainly with the advancement of the digital age, it's there's been more and more options springing up about of how people can publish their work for authors, and it's actually become more difficult to find the right way to go, or what's right for any individual. Because some people might prefer to go self-publishing, some people might prefer to go with a traditional publisher, some people might prefer to go with any of the myriad options in between. And it can be difficult to really find out what works best for any given individual. So yeah, certainly the digital age has kind of made that both easier and more difficult at the same time.
Which is very interesting, because the consumption is so traditional still in reading, like with YouTube or SoundCloud. We just switched from TV to YouTube, or from CDs to SoundCloud. But with reading, we still read books, and there is this the perception of how you consume written content is still something that's very much unchanged, even though there are ways for authors to get their stories out, but not necessarily something that a reader would find. Like, there is Wattpad, there is Bound, there is a lot of other ways to get published, but they are not considered by the audience as a publishing platform. So when you think about reading a book, you don't think about reading it serialized on Bound or following the author on Wattpad, or just simply a blog. When you put up, I think Jenna did this, that she put up Jenna Moretti, who we both follow and both adore
the bit and respect immensely.
Yes. She did something, but others do, like with fan fiction and just whole novels, that they put up a chapter at a time or a scene at a time on a blog or a microblog. A couple of years ago, I think it's in its peak, when people use Twitter to kind of put an entire novel 140 characters at a time up.
There's also a particular trilogy which I shall not name because it makes me want to gouge my eyes out, but it was originally written on fan fiction. I think it was probably fanfiction.net, using person's mobile device. And that went from being terrible fan fiction to being terrible books. So there you have it.
Yeah. The point is that there are so many ways for us to do written content, but the audience is just not accustomed to consuming it, which obviously creates a very interesting conundrum for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's absolutely unfair, because, you know, people got used to watching movies on YouTube, and filmmakers could incorporate music and text and whatever into that. And it just seems to me, maybe I'm just too close to the subject to be objective, and I'm not claiming to be, but it just seems to me that we are treating writing or written content as some sort of a pure thing, and it's so much harder to create a transmedia cross-platform story as opposed to if you were to start off with a movie or with a game or something like that.
I mean, obviously you've got things like the adaptations that we spoke about last week, or there's the possibility for audiobooks, but it's still, as you say, it's difficult to create something that crosses mediums, and it's a really difficult thing to try and get through, trying to create something that people can access as easily as they can with visual or audio media.
Audiobooks are a fascinating thing, by the way, because I'm always kind of let down because I know that the purpose of it is that you can consume the book without dedicating that much time and effort to it as you would if you were to sit down and read it, which kind of defeats the point for me. But I also think that it's kind of basic. So I'm always kind of disappointed when I go to an audiobook. And I think if they put the effort in to make it into kind of an audio play and just have a cast instead of a single voice, that would be so much more fun and so much more accessible.
It's funny you mention that, actually, because there are things produced by Black Library, the fictional arm of the Games Workshop franchise, that actually produce audio dramas, which are basically what you were just talking about. It's a book, but it's done in such a way where it has a cast. It's actually got a soundtrack. It's actually got sound effects to it as well. And they're so much more engaging and so much more evocative than just listening to one particular voice like yours or mine droning on and on and on, reading something, attempting to do different inflections of things and attempting to do something that at least approaches a different voice. But ultimately, one person's voice cannot get across the same kind of impact as someone else actually speaking someone else's lines. Absolutely. So those audio dramas and those things like that are available, but it seems to be a very niche thing at the moment still, which is a shame, actually, because the few that I've listened to have been absolutely amazing to listen to, and they've been really incredible.
I will have to check those out. That's kind of what I'm looking for, is like take advantage of the medium, take advantage of the format. You know, it doesn't have to be a proper radio play, which has its own rules, obviously, and that is not a book. But even with using the whole text, it can be so much more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's turn to our practical tips section. Do you have any tips or advice for new writers who are contemplating self-publishing or can't decide between self-publishing or shopping for an agent or going to publishers?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't really stress enough the importance of researching things as fully as you can. It's something that I didn't do, and in hindsight, I regret it quite a lot. Because I was so eager to try and get my work out that I didn't really look into the full availability of my options. So yeah, definitely do your research, find out what options are available to you, as many options as you can find out. But don't go with what other people are saying is right. Go with what feels right for you. With writing, a lot of it is more personal. It's a lot more about what feels right for your personal journey. It's definitely about finding what fits the way you want to do things. So if there are people saying, oh, you should be doing it this way, or you have to do it this way, just ignore that and go with what you think is best for you and your story. It's probably the best advice I can offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think between self-publishing platforms, do you think Kindle is worth, obviously it's kind of the, if not the biggest, but certainly the most visible one, with Amazon being the omnipresent giant that it is. Do you think it's worth favoring Kindle over others? Do you think there is a value in that kind of visibility?
Yes and no. So if you go through Kindle, you can enroll the books that you publish through Kindle in what they call the Kindle Direct Publishing Select scheme. So basically it means that your book, nothing really changes, but your book becomes available on Kindle Unlimited, which is it's a service where someone doesn't have to buy the book. They kind of take the book for free for a certain amount of days. They read it, and then the payment to the author is actually then worked out by how many pages have been read through the Kindle Unlimited system. So that is kind of a bit iffy to me, but it also gives you access to certain promotional tools, so that you can actually pay for advertising through Kindle. You can also select for your book to go on to either a free period, so it'll actually be available free on Kindle for up to a week, or you can have incremental price changes, so you can set it to be like 99p or 99 cents, regardless, depending on where you're from, and then it can steadily go back up to its original price, so you've got that option. So it does provide you with quite a lot of promotional tools. That said, there are other places where you can publish your book where they will actually take your manuscript. They'll give you some tools for editing it, and then once you've uploaded it with them, they will then upload it to a variety of other ebook sites, including Kobo and I think Barnes and Noble are one of them as well, and for a very, very small, yeah, almost barely noticeable charge, they will also go to Amazon as well. And I've uploaded my first book to them as well. And yeah, that's also a pretty good system. You don't get the promotional tools that you get with Kindle, but you reach a wider audience of ebook readers. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other. Again, it's a matter of what works best for you. Mm-hmm.
And let's say that our listeners decided on ongoing self-publishing. Any tips or advice or pointers on the promotion? Because that's the heavy lifting. How to get the word out? How to build your audience?
Yeah, when you self-publish, promoting is one of the most difficult aspects of it. So making use of social media is kind of vital. Use every platform of social media that you can access. Also, word of mouth is even more vital, perhaps, than with traditionally published books. So if you've got friends and family that would buy your book or even just talk about it, then you know, definitely make use of them. Promote it as regularly as you can on as many platforms as you can. A lot of people use Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter as the main three, but there are also people obviously now using Instagram and things like that as well for their promotional work. So by all means, make as much use as you can of all the platforms available to you for promoting.
And always ask for feedback. And always give feedback, because that's more valuable to an indie writer than buying their book or buying 10 of their books. If you could write a review, always do that.
Absolutely. Reviews are our lifeblood, and this cannot be stated enough. If you've read a book, whether or not you enjoy it, leave a review. And if you didn't like it, make sure it's a constructive review. So say what you didn't like and why you didn't like it. But if it was something you enjoyed, just, you know, a small sentence saying, I really enjoyed it. That is what we need to see. Because when writers don't hear anything about their books, they know that it's been sold a fair few times, but they don't see any commentary on it. It kind of makes us wonder, well, what the hell have I done wrong? And this is something I can speak for, I can speak on experience. There's been more of my books sold and acquired and read than I've actually received reviews, and it's almost painful because I know that there are more people out there who have something to say about my book, and they're not saying it, and I want to know what people think. Exactly. I want to know if people think I can do better. I know I can do better, but I want to know what other people think are the ways I can do better, because by them telling me, I can learn, I can grow, I can make my future works better. And that's partly why reviews are so vital, because it helps us improve ourselves.
Exactly. And the other side of the coin is obviously visibility. The more people leave reviews, the easier it is to find the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
and the easier it is for algorithms and search engines to recommend it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And speaking of feedback, you can leave us feedback on this podcast, which is not a book, but we would really, really appreciate it if you left a review on iTunes, on Stitcher, or what have you. Send us a voicemail on Anchor, which is where we record this. Talk to us on Twitter, either at Writerings, which is the joint account for the podcast, or our individual Twitter accounts. We are quite active there. Drop us a line on writerings.podcast@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram. We are hoping to get started using Instagram a little bit more. And yeah, that's it. Spread the word, because that's our lifeblood as well.
Yep.
It makes it wonderfully meta. We are indie writers and indie content creators, really, and we love this stuff. So, and we want to get better. Every episode is better, in my opinion, than the previous one was.
Absolutely. And by all means, if you've got any suggestions for things you want us to talk about, or people we want to talk about, then yeah, drop us a line about that as well. We're always looking for new ways to avoid writing.
Indeed. And if you are a writer, if you're an author, if you want to talk about your book, your process, or just your thoughts, and you want to avoid writing for half an hour to an hour a week with us, do let us know.
Absolutely. So until next week, unless you've got anything else that you want to say.
No, I was going to ask you the same thing. Is there anything else? But apparently, you know, until next week, procrastinate better.
Putting the pro back into procrastination.
Indeed. Thank you for listening to Writerings, and we will catch you next week.
Have a good week until then. Bye-bye. Cheers.